Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm. or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Caesar.
That would be a little weird.
You know, like, you know, the home of the salad, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if that's where it was invented or not, but we'll see.
Friends, strangers, countrymen, lend me your albino squirrels.
I have come not to brew Caesar, but to bury him.
And yeah. To
Brute?
Brute, yes.
Very nice. Brutus, yes. Very good.
I was trying to figure out who Brutus would be in comparison, but Brute.
It's fine. It works.
Yeah.
Wherever you're
if you don't mind, yeah. I seem to have left my phone in my truck. I need to go get it.
I got it from here.
Just in case.
I got it from here.
For those watching at home.
Yeah.
You see me, now you don't.
Yeah. All right. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away. It's at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. What an idiot. Glad he's gone. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. And if you're not, you're not in the mood to cook, I can't blame you. Why don't you go grab a steak at one of our awesome steakhouses here in the state of Mississippi? We've got one in every community. If you're not familiar with yours, well, that's because you haven't looked hard enough. I promise it's out there. Find out. Talk to your neighbors. Where are they going to eat steak? Make it a big deal. You can have a great meal this weekend with beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. And you are looking for it. Just like Robbie Falk was looking for his phone. Just a moment there. There he goes.
We made it.
We did it. When you are looking to get new gear, if it's winter gear, summer gear, whatever it is, you want the logos that everybody else wants, the place to go is College Corner. They've got everything you're looking for. Great stuff. Check it out. Two locations in the Jackson area, original by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, for dinner, for Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is always going to be at Restaurant Tyler. We just left Restaurant Tyler. We just got out of there. And I'm not going to be telling any tales out of school when I tell you that it was delicious. And we want to give a shout-out.
Spoiler.
Yeah. Shout-out to one of our great listeners, Steve Mormon. He picked up the tab for our dessert. Weren't planning to get dessert, but if somebody says they want to buy me a stuffed pancake, brother, I will take you up on that 10 times out of 10. So, thanks, Steve. We appreciate
you, Steve.
Good man. And you guys can enjoy a great meal just like we introduced Sam to the wonders of Restaurant Tyler. He said he will be back many times. You should go as well. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. They'll show you not only where they're located, but they're going to show you they can help you invest, manage your money, and prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you want answers, you want them quickly, you want them on your schedule, you need a bank that's going to provide the level of service that you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. If you live in Central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. You got everything else? You good?
I'm good.
You good now?
All good right. To go.
Very good. Let's start with sports. Mississippi State taking on Arkansas this weekend. Final game of the regular season. Kind of a big picture kind of question here. That, you know, this program, if they win 9-9, if they lose 8-10, kind of locked into the NCAA tournament, probably a win might push them back onto the 7 line. Could be an 8 seed if it regardless. I feel like I'm generally positive about the program. Is next year a sort of, not a prove-it year for Chris Jans, but is that a year where you need to start. It's 4 years in. It's time to take a bigger step forward.
It really depends on how this one turns out, I think.
Okay, that's a good point. Yeah, the season's not over yet.
To me, I feel like State really needs to win a game this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, right now, obviously it doesn't feel like that team is, like, you would be gung-ho going into the tournament feeling really good about this team. But I feel like you really need to win a game. When you consider you've been to the tournament the last 2 years, you went from barely getting in to you got in, you felt pretty good about getting in.
Mm-hmm.
Now you are solidly in the tournament. Mm-hmm. It needs to be I think the step forward is not just getting in there solidly, it's winning a game.
It's you know, you went from play-in game to in the tournament to not on the bubble. Time to win a game. And if you win one, round one, and then you're playing the one seed and you lose, I think everybody's okay with that. But, yeah, I think it's time. Mississippi State, we've come back to it. Mississippi State has not won a postseason basketball NCAA tournament game since 2008.
Yep.
And, you know, in that time, almost everybody else in the conference has won.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as I've said before, Mississippi State hasn't made the second weekend since 1996, since they made the Final Four. Everybody in the conference has made it at least once since then. So
I think it's like
it's fair to have higher expectations while also acknowledging what a good job Chris Jantz has done.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't think he's on the hot seat or anything next year.
No.
But I do think, you know, at that point, I think you certainly want to be above 500 in the league next year. I think that is a good starting point. You don't want to finish 8-10 or even 9-9. I think next year you should be looking at, you need to win 10 or more SEC games. And then you need to, and at that point, you need to be a good seed, maybe a top five seed. And then you need to win, next year you need to win a tournament game. See what happens from there. I mean, that would be my expectations.
And, of course, we don't know what this team's going to look like next year.
Right. You know, complete shot in the dark.
I mean, I feel very confident Josh Hubbard and Keyshawn Murphy will be kind of the kingpins of this team. They'll be what you build around. But you need a point guard. You need a three who can provide spacing and three-point shooting. You need another five to go with Nwoko. I don't think you can just go into next season depending on Michael Nwoko to be a 11.78 rebound a game kind of guy. You got to have, and honestly,
he's just kind of like spurty right now.
Well, and also I don't think that you can play Murphy and Nwoko very much together because they don't provide a lot of spacing. You know, they, unless you're going to play like some old school dump it down in the post basketball, which I don't think you want to do either.
And at that point, yeah, I mean, you probably need to have a stretch four for when Murphy's in the ball.
At that point,
game,
everybody else, everybody else in the lineup has got to be able to shoot the three.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, you know, and you've got,
and maybe we can dig into what we think the roster needs to look like next year.
Well, I know
at
that,
some point, but there definitely is a conversation that we need to have about the roster makeup.
Yeah. Well, like, you look at the five next year with Murphy and Nwoko, and then you're bringing in T. Bartlett, the four-star. I mean, he's physically looks like a guy who can handle the pounding of playing in the SEC. He's a big dude.
Just needs to get, probably shed a little bit of weight.
Probably, yeah. Actually. If anything, he might be too big, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I expect the other freshman that we know about, King Grace, I believe he's a guy who can contribute next year as a off-the-bench. He can maybe be what you wanted Claudell Harris to be this year. Is what you're hopeful for with that guy. But you've got the first order of business is a point guard. A real point guard, a guy who can run the offense through, who can create space and create matchups for Hubbard. That's the first order of business for Jantz. It's fair to have expectations to be better while still acknowledging the great job that Jantz has done since he arrived here. He is the second coach in the history of the school to go to three straight NCAA tournaments. And he will be heavily favored to go to four in a row, in which case he would be, I believe, I'm trying to think, I think he'd be the only one.
Stans did it, and he...
Did Stans go to four in a row?
Yeah.
So what, 02, 03, 04, 05?
02, 01, 02.
Uh-huh.
02, 03.
Yeah.
03, 04, 05.
Yeah, 04, 05.
A 4 or 5.
Yeah, yep. So that's four straight. So he would be only, you know, he would...
Second.
Be tied to do it, yeah.
And then, you know... You would have the second most NCAA tournament trips of any coach in MSU history in just year four.
Yeah.
That's
So,
We have a high opinion of this basketball program because we watched Richard Williams and Rick Stansbury. They kind of set the tone, but the program as a whole has not accomplished a lot.
No.
That time frame is where they accomplished everything. And maybe we look at it much differently had Babe McCarthy's teams been able to do more.
Well, I think if you could go back in time and those teams play, they win a national title.
Probably
Maybe
win that title.
the
This is
program
probably,
is probably different through the years.
but you come up in the 70s were not great. The
No.
80s weren't great. And it wasn't until the mid 90s, well, early 90s, they won an SEC championship in 91, but the 90s and the 2000s, the aughts, were kind of your golden age of basketball. This program has not accomplished a whole lot. So,
It's
Chris.
third. If you take it from when they first went to the tournament, it's been 62 years. They have 13 tournament appearances. So you can say it like that, or you could say all time in 100 plus years, they have 13 tournament appearances. So three in a row is a big deal,
Big
and
deal.
a chance to be four in a row, that's a big deal.
20 wins is a big deal
It's a big
still.
deal.
It's still a big deal.
Yeah, so I'm not, like, again, it's one of those things where I'm not concerned about the program. At the same time, I would like to see more from the program in these coming weeks and months and years under Chris Jans. So,
You okay there?
yeah,
I'm
well,
having a stroke almost.
I was something happened.
Okay.
So,
That's what happens when you look at Twitter
am I
while
looking
you're
at Twitter?
talking.
Am I looking at Twitter?
Are you looking at, or you're watching a game? Oh my God. What? This is how much Brian cares about this podcast. He would rather watch a soccer game
I am doing
during
both.
the
And
soccer game that just
I
doesn't
just had
matter.
like a momentary lapse. I didn't get up and leave for a minute. Did I?
I
Did I
that's
walk
you know
away?
I actually
Huh?
use my
You know
phone
what I
for my
did?
job.
Oh, your job.
What am I doing in the middle of ad breaks?
Huh?
I'll let you get your ad in
Yeah.
and then we talk.
I'm just saying, bro.
You don't have anything. You don't have anything on me. Stop trying to turn it around.
What do we think is going to happen Saturday? I got a bad feeling on this one,
I
I'll be
don't have
honest
a
with you.
good feeling
Yeah.
about it. I really
I
don't.
feel like Arkansas needs to win. They need to win. And State is I think that hurt them. I mean, you saw RJ after the game. They
Chris Jans.
were I no, maybe that becomes a motivator, right? Maybe it becomes a little bit of fire in them. But at
It
the
would be
same time,
surprising with this team. But I will say about this team, like somebody the other day had mentioned they think, they could see State losing out here.
yeah.
I don't think they'll lose out. That would be four straight losses to end
Yeah.
the season. This program under Chris Jans, they don't really have that
They don't have stretches like that
long
for the most
stretch.
part.
They did first year,
Yeah.
but that was just, I think, just the roster and
Agreed.
whatever. But they tend to bounce back. It might not be for two games. They might have a two-game
They'll
losing
lose a
streak.
couple in a row, but three in a row is not
I could
usual.
see this team losing on Saturday, regrouping, winning that first game, and possibly the second game
Just depends who
in
they're
the SEC
playing.
tournament. Which right now it might be Ole Miss. That they could end up with Ole Miss for the second
Okay.
game. But I don't know. I don't have a great feeling about it just because this team, they have rebounded well, but they haven't rebounded well after that first tough loss.
Yeah.
When they have that tough loss, they tend to come back
And
and
have a bad loss.
So
That's what I fear is going to happen here. Like
one
if
thing that's kind of helping them here is Arkansas, not a great three-point shooting team, not a
No.
great shooting team.
Yeah.
They have a very short bench. If you can get them in foul trouble, we'll see what happens. So it's not an impossible task. It's just that I've seen this before where teams are on the verge of NCAA tournament berth and they just play out of their minds
Yeah.
to get that selection. And
Right.
I feel like if Arkansas wins this game, they're probably in.
Yeah, I agree.
So I don't think they're totally out if they lose, but a win probably gets them in. And a lot of times that's been a great motivator. So we'll see. State has virtually owned Arkansas in the last several years. I mean,
That's true. Yeah, for whatever reason, Jans had a great record, and Howland had a fan. Howland
Howland
was
was great,
great against
dominated
Arkansas.
them. But this program has been absolutely owned by John Calipari.
Yeah, so
So
it's like
they
it's
hired John
a
Calipari.
conundrum.
They hired John Calipari to end this.
Yes.
Yeah,
like,
they've
can you
had
beat
enough.
Mississippi State? Buddy, nobody's better at it. Okay,
Yeah,
you're in.
You're hired. Instead of hiring Mississippi State's coach last year, they hired the guy that beat Mississippi State all the time.
Right. I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
I don't know, man. I don't know what to expect. I don't have high expectations, I don't think. But I don't know. I mean, I'd probably pick Arkansas to win this.
Yeah, me too.
But it would be a nice surprise. It would be a really nice win. I mean, it's a quad one win for Mississippi State. It probably bumps you right back up a seed.
Yeah.
And then that's
and just have a little touch of happiness and momentum going
into. They need
into,
momentum. It just seems like this team's battling momentum this whole year.
Yeah.
And some of that has to do with the fact that they're playing in the conference where it's the toughest it's ever been.
Right.
And it's just hard to grab that momentum because you don't have a lot of games in a row against bad teams. But it certainly feels like it's a up and down affair.
Mm-hmm.
With this team every single ball game.
It is. Oh, no, it doesn't feel like it. It is. It 100%
like,
is up
it's
and
just
down
been
every game.
500, below 500, above 500, back under.
Yeah.
That's just what it is.
Agreed. We'll see what happens Saturday. I don't want to do too much preview of baseball, I'll be honest with you. I mean,
you want to talk about Queens?
No, not really. I can't say that I do. I feel like if State can't get all three of these, then I would say this. I would go so far as to say this. A loss this weekend, and that would be your fifth non-conference loss, that might be enough to make you not host.
Here's what I think about this team. I think they're going to be able to handle the bad teams.
Yeah.
I might be eating my words, but I just don't get the same feeling about this team. For whatever reason,
last
I'm higher on this team
was
than
bad against bad teams.
Yeah, I mean, last year's team, you would have those games.
Mm-hmm.
So far this year, State has handled those teams fairly well,
mm-hmm.
the bad teams,
mm-hmm.
and it's just been about being, you know, the good teams have beaten Mississippi State, take advantage of their mistakes.
Right.
So it's just about cleaning up those mistakes, and you can win the games against the good teams. And I would consider Southern Miss a good team.
Yeah, I would too.
So in this weekend series, my thoughts are, you when you come in, you should beat this team into the ground. Like, you should come out and bury them.
Yeah.
And have no issues. If this is a game where you're fighting for your life in the eighth inning,
yeah, if it's 3-2, this should be, honestly, you should run rule them at least twice.
You should be able to, because State's pitching against these teams, they're going to throw out a lot of 95, 96.
Yeah.
You should be able to blow that past them because they're not going to see that very often.
Right.
I mean, you should be able to go heavy fastball against a lot of these guys and just, you know, another 18 strikeout game. That's what you should be expecting. I'm expecting run rules.
I'm
and if
with
State's
you.
Having close ball games, then
that's an issue.
That's an issue. You're about to come up on SEC play. You should be playing good baseball right now.
I agree. That's all the baseball preview we're going to do today. Let's move into the rumblings. It's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find smoked Southern soul food. We love a trip to Two Brothers. We love a trip to the Older Brother. Either one of those two places, Robbie and I are going to be ecstatic, and you will be too. If you haven't been to the Older Brother yet, you're missing out. They haven't been back to Two Brothers in a while. Same thing, you're missing out. So next time you're here in Starkville, if you're going to be here this weekend for baseball or whatever your next trip up here is, make sure you're headed to the Cotton District for a meal at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems, and they've been doing that for 50 years.
50?
50.
50?
Yes.
50.
50.
Tree 50.
Tree, well, not that long. Whatever you need, business technology, you need copiers, you need printers, you need computers, you need laptops, whatever it is, they've got you taken care of at Advantage Business Systems. But best of all, you never mind buying it after the sale when it's time to talk about, hey, we may need to get this serviced. You're going to get the kind of service you can only get from a local business that knows how to take care of their customers. It has been doing it for, what was that number again?
50.
50 years.
50.
601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before your next trip up here, or during your next trip up here, you need to make sure you're headed to Maroon & Co. for all your MSU gear. Nobody in Starkville has a bigger or better selection than Maroon & Co. They've got everything you're looking for. They've got all the new logos. They've got stuff for every season. Whatever it is, maroon and white, you can get it at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off any regular price item. Some exclusions do apply. Before your next trip to Starkville, a trip to Maroon & Co. needs to be on the agenda. All right, let's jump into the rumblings. We'll head into them here. And who we got first here today? I thought I had it up here. I had it. What happened? What'd you do? I blame you.
I did nothing.
All right, here we go. First one comes to us from Avid Bulldog. Top five Eagles songs. That's a deep catalog, Robbie.
Ooh, I haven't. I'm unprepared.
Okay.
Take
It Easy has to be on
the list. Take It Easy. I might actually put, this might be blasphemy, but I might put Take It Easy ahead of Hotel California.
I wouldn't argue too hard against
but
you.
It's obviously going to be Take It Easy and Hotel California 1 and 2 for me.
Okay.
And then I would probably go, Life in the Fast Lane.
Okay, I don't mind that. Desperado?
I'm not a huge Desperado fan, but they perform Life's Been Good, but that's Joe Walsh.
That's a Joe Walsh song. That's not an Eagles song.
I can't use that.
No.
You know, Eagles are kind of down the list for me.
I'm not a huge Eagles guy. I like the Eagles, don't get me wrong. Would definitely
Take It Easy. Hotel California, Life in the Fast Lane,
Tequila Sunrise.
Nah, Seven Bridges Road. Road alike.
Witch A Woman.
The Witch A Woman.
Line Eyes.
Nah, I mean that's my problem with them is like there's a lot of songs I just don't like.
I would definitely have, like I said, the three that I'm definitely putting in are Life in the Fast Lane, Take It Easy, and Hotel California.
I like New Kid in Town.
That's a good one.
So I guess I'm looking for one more.
Heartache Tonight.
Ooh, I like Heartache Tonight.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yep.
Yeah, that'll work. All right, there we go. We got it. That's our list. I'm down with that. Davis Medford, let's try it again. He locked his tweet. Good job, Davis. Here's the question. Rick Pitino said that Chris Beard would be a perfect fit for Indiana and that Indiana shouldn't think about hiring another person. What is y'all's opinion? I think Pitino is correct on the first part. I think Beard is an outstanding fit for Indiana because obviously his long relationship with Bob Knight. But Indiana is a good enough job that if they could get Brad Stevens, which I don't think they can, but if they could, they should think about hiring him.
That was that feels like Chris Beard's agent or someone
gave it to really, Pitino.
Yeah, because he's got a big voice in the game.
Oh, he does. He does.
I just think there's a lot of posturing behind the scenes with Chris Beard and a lot
well,
of
sure.
stuff. And like these national media people just go above and beyond for him. Like it's really strange sometimes.
Yeah,
but like I don't know if it's like trying to get his image back up or what, but I think it would be a really good hire for Indiana. I mean, the guy's a great coach. Yeah. He wins everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
He's, it would probably be a, like, not a easy hire or whatever, but one of those that you know he's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have any kind of, outside of the public perception thing or whatever, you don't have any kind of reservations whether or not he'll succeed there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, from that standpoint, he would be one of the best guys they could hire.
Agreed.
I also wonder about Indiana at this point. They haven't – I mean, when was the last time they won something of substance?
They haven't been to the Final Four in like 20 years, I don't
so,
think.
So, I mean, is this – and we had this conversation about Tennessee women's basketball.
Yeah.
Is this similar to Nebraska?
That's a good example, yeah. That, like, Indiana is a program that was awesome back in the day.
Like, I think they're –
Steph, if you're listening, we're sorry, but
– I think they've been more successful, obviously, than Nebraska has in mm-hmm. football since – well, I don't know. Nebraska won a national championship in the 90s.
Nebraska's last national title was 97.
So, they've probably had –
Indiana's won a national title since 87.
Yeah, so I mean that's the thing is like we view Indiana as like a mecca mm-hmm. in college basketball, but at the end of the day, it's been a long time since they've.
You know what they are? They're what Georgia was before Kirby Smart
It
came
is
in.
probably Georgia.
Like,
That's become like the new comparison to like if you like I always compared Mississippi State baseball to Georgia.
yeah.
Big brand for the sport, but hadn't really accomplished a whole lot
Right.
until now,
And
obviously.
Georgia prior to Kirby Smart hadn't won a national title since 80. So it's very similar. Yeah, that'll work. Let's see here. Matthew Watkins. Can you make a comparison for John Cena turning heel for various sports or fields? I compare it to Dak getting one more year of eligibility at this age and choosing to transfer to Ole Miss the week before the Egg Bowl.
It would actually be more like Jake Mangum
Yeah.
transferring to Ole Miss.
Yeah, Mangum is a better because, yeah, he's such a beloved baby face kind
Yeah.
of guy. So, you know, I thought about like when Roger Clemens went to the Yankees, that was a big deal, right? But he had played for other teams. He'd played for the Blue Jays and played for the Astros and all that. You know, if Kobe had ever been a Celtic, that would have been something similar to that. But even then, it's not the same because Laker fans would be mad and Celtic fans would be happy, but everybody else is just like, ah, whatever. This is totally different.
It's got to be something like a really nice guy going bad.
Yeah. I
It's
don't know who it could be. There's not a good example. That's how, you know, we've been talking about it. Like, that's how big this whole thing is. So I don't know. That's a good.
You've got to turn the soccer game off.
I'm still locked in. I'm here.
This is pathetic.
Our friend Steve Moore. It is not. Our friend Steve Moore. I don't have a good example. I don't have one.
You lost your train of thought because
I was thinking.
you're watching
I
a
didn't lose my
war in
train of
another
thought.
country.
I didn't lose my train of thought.
You're cheering for people that we fought a war
We
against.
didn't fight a war against a lot of the people that are on this
Not
field.
those people, but their people.
Like the guy who has the ball right now is from Argentina. And we haven't
Okay.
ever fought them in a war.
Well, who's he representing?
His team,
What's the team? Where's the team from?
England. I'm just saying. Steve
Exactly.
Mormon has a question for us, but I don't know that we can answer this one because he said it's time for another TNL Taste Off Best Local Biscuit.
Ooh.
Please rate best local only biscuits, one savory, one sweet. I know it's tough, but we depend on you to do it, waiting with eagerness for your in-depth analysis. Where will we go? Where are we getting biscuits?
Well, it would have to be a break. It would have to be breakfast spots. Like we
So,
would have
like
to go to like Blue. We'd have to go
Bluto's.
to Bluto's, Starkville Cafe.
That's only two places.
I'm sure there's some more.
Hardee's.
Isn't the biscuit lady thing back?
Nah, yeah, she's kind of back, yeah.
We'd have
Maybe.
to get the biscuit lady.
So I have to figure that out.
And that's a sweet. That'd be
That'd
more
be a
of a sweet
sweet. Well, she
biscuit.
sells sweet biscuits and savory biscuits.
Okay, well, we might need one of both.
Okay. All right. I don't know if they have biscuits at Bluto's and I know they have them at Starkville Cafe.
We don't need to do a chain. It needs to be a.
Well, we don't need to do Jane because it would win. Hardee's would win probably.
Yeah.
I mean, they're delicious. So yeah, that's something to consider. Let's see here.
Oh, it's that time of day.
Yeah, I don't like. Well, it's not that. I just don't like either of those questions.
No, I
Anyway.
was just yawning.
Okay. Avid Bulldog. In my group chat, we have a serious ongoing debate about chili. A portion of our group, myself included, like to mix rice with chili. The ones who don't think this is very controversial as almost a sin to the chili gods. Your thoughts? I have never heard of putting rice in chili.
Really?
Yeah, have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Becky makes rice with our chili all the time.
So you're a fan.
We don't put the rice in the
You put the
chili
chili on top of the rice.
or on the bottom
So
and
sort
then
of like a
mix.
so you treat the chili like a gumbo almost.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's there's nothing wrong with it.
So you
It's
like
very
it.
good.
Okay.
I mean,
I don't have a strong opinion about
I
this one way or
think
the
I
other.
would prefer that it be just the chili, but it's kind of more hearty whenever you
Yeah.
mix the rice in it, like
Yeah.
it makes the meal more hearty.
Yeah, I
Like it
get that.
fills you up more
Well, you
because
know,
of
I
the
mean,
rice.
and like up north, like they do the chili over spaghetti.
That I can't get on
Can't
board
get on
with.
board with that.
That's
Okay.
like Skyline chili stuff.
Skyline, yeah.
No, that's
Not a fan. Okay.
weird to me and
Okay,
gross.
okay.
Even though we eat spaghetti with meat sauce all the time and it's kind of similar,
Yeah, but
it just
the different spices are what make it different.
goes back to like the mashed potatoes and spaghetti thing and like
Yeah.
the what was the other thing? Peanut butter jelly and
Tomato soup.
tomato soup.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm.
Do you know what the big thing is in Nebraska with chili?
What?
Chili and cinnamon rolls.
Well, I mean, it's just dessert.
With chili on it.
No. They put chili on
On
the.
the cinnamon rolls. Yeah. That's too
That's
much.
weird.
That's the bridge too far for you. Okay.
Nebraska's weird.
I mean, we knew that though. So
Lot of corn.
it is a lot of corn. Nothing wrong with corn though. I like corn. Brian McDuff. You mentioned with the current state of college athletics that's investing into it, that investing into a non-revenue sport is a weight around the neck. Is John Cohen Nostradamus letting Vic go because we would have to invest in women's basketball with him and get no return of investment? No.
The return on investment would be that your program is nationally relevant.
Right.
It just
I mean, I
it's
would
not
say
going to
that.
move the
I would
needle.
say that South Carolina gets a good return on their investment.
They do. And listen, like it is, I'm going to be, this is going to hurt feelings. This is really going to hurt feelings here. But women's basketball is more popular than college baseball.
Oh, yeah.
And that, like,
By a
people don't
large
want to
margin.
hear that, but Mississippi State investing in women's basketball doesn't really hurt as bad if you have a national championship team. Investing in, if you're losing the same amount of money in baseball, you're not getting as much publicity as you are in women's basketball.
It's true
That's
for softball, too.
softball is the same thing.
So.
So I'm not really, I think at a certain point it does hurt you. For South Carolina, I think winning national championships and being the program that they are in women's basketball, it offsets it a little bit more than it would someone else. And, right now, like LSU, I think they're getting a good push from that.
Yeah, I
Now,
agree.
if that's keeping them from investing in men's basketball, then it's a problem. But if
Agreed.
you have the money to do both, then there you go.
Okay. Tyler Sumrall asks us, congratulations, you are now the leader of the newly established Mississippi State Department of Government Efficiency. What's the first thing you're cutting to save money? So when he says Mississippi State Department, we're talking about the state of Mississippi, right? Not the Mississippi State Department.
Yes.
Okay. So the state of Mississippi. Do you have an idea? Because I think I have a good one.
What are we cutting to save money? That's a good question because my first thought is cutting personnel, but I feel like investing in personnel, if it's the right people, boost your overall athletic department. So I don't know about that. And then I've always been of the opinion that I want to boost up every other sport. I don't really want to have a couple of different sports gobbling up all the money. That's just me. I like to have a well-run athletic department. So I don't have an answer right here on where you need to
So
save
again, I
money.
want to make clear, I'm running the state of Mississippi's thing, right? No.
Mississippi State.
So it's just for the University of
Yeah.
Mississippi. Oh, it's not as good then.
That's how
My.
I read
Okay,
this here.
that's not as good then.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I feel like if anything, that they need more money.
Yeah.
But I had a great. I was running the state of Mississippi. I had a great one.
Like I don't know what to cut.
Yeah.
I would just say raise prices on ticket sales
Like
and
what? Yeah. What? Where are we? Where are we fatty? Is my question. Don't make a joke. Like
the
where?
first thing I would do is I would have a conversation with the university and say we're losing millions of dollars per year because you are taking it and giving it back to the university. And we'd like to have that. We could use that. We actually need the money. And that would be my first conversation I would have. I don't know if anybody has the power to do that outside of the university side, but I would want to get that money back.
Yeah.
Like at least a large portion of it.
Yeah.
'Cause I think most universities take some money, but Mississippi State tends to take more than the average SEC
Yeah.
university. That's money. I mean, you talk about $4 or $5 million.
It's a lot of money.
That money could be put to really good
In four
use.
years, that's $20 million.
Yeah, that's a lot of money that you could be using within your athletic department.
I had a great one if I was running the state of Mississippi.
Okay, what is it?
I was going to close Ole Miss.
Oh, that's a great
Save
idea.
millions.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. We just.
We sell off the campus
Yeah.
to like an Amazon wish list center, and go from there.
You can just create Mississippi State University North
Right,
campus.
it becomes an adjunct campus,
Yeah.
but you're only paying one president, only one
This will
athletic
be our
director.
This will be our
our med
nursing
law
law
school.
school.
And that
Yeah.
way, you're only paying
Michigan
one
State.
president, you're only paying one athletic director, one football co I just saved I just fired Lane. Well, no, I didn't actually fire Lane Kiffin.
Lane Kiffin's the coach of Mississippi State at that point.
I fired Jeff Levy's the offensive coordinator, I guess.
I mean,
But I've been
think
saving
about that
like
though.
$5 million.
Think about if you combine
That'd be
these
great.
two universities
Be so
together.
good.
You
Be
got
so
the
good.
best of it's just like consolidation in high school where you take two county schools and you put them together. You take the best coaches from each place, put them there.
Be great.
Mississippi State
Andrew.
be winning national championships in multiple sports.
Here we go. Andrew Norwood. Watching body cam footage has me thinking, would you rather be tased and ride the lightning or endure a direct shot of mace to the eyes?
The taser is going to wear off
A lot
relatively
faster. A
quick.
lot faster than the
Not
mace, though.
relatively quick, but a lot faster than the
Yeah, I
mace.
agree. I'm going tased. And then the other one is, would you rather ride in Gravedigger or an NHRA Top Fuel Dragster? Top Fuel Dragster is quicker. You're going to get out of there quicker.
It's going to be a low center of gravity,
Yeah,
too.
I'm going with the Dragster.
You're not going to flip a lot. It's just going to be fast, and then it has the parachute. Isn't that the car that's the parachute slash it? Yeah, I would do the dragster. I don't be flipping around and all that junk and Gravedigger.
Yeah, I mean, think about like, when you do over the cars. That's a good like 2-3 minutes. They're
You're
in there.
bouncing around, you're going to get out of there, your neck's going to be hurting. It's just not worth it.
Landon, did you watch The Wire?
I have not seen The Wire yet. It's on my list,
All
but.
right. He asked what our favorite season was. My favorite season is probably actually the first one. Favorite scene or quote. You come at the king, you best not miss. Money ain't got no owners, only spenders.
Is that where the "You come at the king, best not miss"
It came
came
from The
from?
Wire.
Oh, that's a great line. Whoever came up with that?
That's Omar. Omar is, in my opinion, the greatest television character of all time. Just
Yeah,
unbelievable.
he was a great actor.
Yeah. Michael K. Williams, yeah. Do I have another good quote? Well, there's one I say a lot, but I can't say it here on the show. Wade
I was
Jones,
listening.
what happened to Wesley Carroll? He's a coach, I'm pretty sure.
He was in some documentary or something, wasn't he, from Mississippi State? Like maybe the Kroom
I'm
documentary
sure he
or
was in the Kroom documentary, yeah. Let's see here. Nobody's updated
he
his
went to like
Wikipedia.
FIU.
Yeah, nobody's updated his Wikipedia page in quite some time. Is he on the Facebook? Let's find him.
Investigative journalism live on the show.
I'm pretty sure he is
Coaching
a coach somewhere.
at this high school or something. You can go to like St. Thomas Aquinas.
That is correct. Let's see here. He doesn't appear to be on Facebook, so
How you not on, do you exist if you're not on Facebook?
I'm just what I'm saying. I don't think that's him, is it?
The blacked out profile?
No, that's not him though.
Nope.
So no, we don't know. We don't know. The only thing I know about Wesley Carroll is this, and I remember this. There was a time where Ocho Cinco tweeted out, "I'm in South Florida and I want to get some work in. Can somebody come throw the ball for me?" And he tweeted back. He was like, "Hey, I'm a college quarterback. I'll throw it to you." And he's like, "Come on, this is where we're going to be." And he went out and threw with him.
The St. Thomas Aquinas quarterbacks coach and offensive coordinator.
That what he is now?
Yeah, I
There
found
you
that in
go.
2 seconds.
Where did you look that I didn't look?
Twitter.
Well, I thought
You just went to Wikipedia
well,
and
I did a
Facebook.
Google search, and just he wasn't there. So, all right,
Yeah,
well, good for him.
I had an inkling he was at
Yeah, he's just back at
St.
his alma
Thomas.
mater. All right. Peyton Stewart, earlier in the season, you seemed to think 9-9 would get us a 5 seed at worst. Now, if we win Saturday, we'll likely be a 7 or 8 seed. What changed? Nobody lost any games in the SEC. Everybody was good.
Yeah, that I think it's just everybody else just kind of upping their game. It's gotten so cloudy, you
There's
know.
so many
At the time, it just felt
8, 9, 10 win teams.
at the time, it just felt like the SEC was going to be looked at so strongly
And
that,
still is.
yeah, but I don't think 9-9 is good enough for a 5 seed.
Agreed. It just
Unless
isn't.
state, well, no, even if they won the tournament, probably wouldn't even get
Everything
that.
is fluid,
Yep.
and things just change. Kevin Wright wants us to rank these Kevins.
Okay.
Prentice, Fant, Bowie, Dockery, Sluter. First off, what?
I thought Kevin from Home Alone was going to be in here, but
Well, I mean, think about Mississippi State's history, football history with Kevins. That's pretty good. And it doesn't even have Kevin Coleman on here,
yeah,
who could be number one.
he could be.
I'm going to go Prentice, Bowie, Dockery, Sluter, Fant.
Ooh, Fant's all the way down.
I mean, his record's not good. You know
Yeah,
that,
but
isn't
it wasn't really
it? I know it
his
wasn't, but I
fault.
mean, compare his career to the other guys.
I mean, he was
Sluter
getting.
had a cup of coffee in the NFL. Dockery was in the NFL for a while. Bowie was a really good running back. Prentice is the easy number one to me.
Yeah. I get. I mean,
I mean,
I don't
you
know. I
rank
just
them.
thought.
You kind of.
No, it's fine. I thought Kevin Fant was a little underrated based on the teams he was on,
Fant
but
was a really good football player, but he played on bad teams.
yeah, he
That's
did.
just this is the way that it is. Broken Fairchild, if you could ask any celebrity one question, who would it be and what is the question?
I've never thought deeply about this.
Okay.
I mean, does Jesus count as a celebrity? I
I
mean,
mean, if he does, that's the easy choice, right?
he kind of does. I
Like,
mean,
did you really rise from the dead?
no, I don't really have a question about that.
Yeah.
That's part of my faith.
Yeah. Well, then what are you going to ask?
I don't, I would probably ask him something like very philosophical, but I would want to think about it. I wouldn't be like, so, how'd you turn those two fish into a
Water into
thousand?
wine, huh? What's that like?
Yeah, so I wouldn't do that.
Well,
But I wouldn't waste my question on that. It would be
let's
something
say
very
that Jesus is
philosophical.
not a celebrity for this for the sake of argument here. Yeah, like a favorite musician or something. I'd love to ask like Robert Plant or Jimmy Page something about, one of those. Like I
Like
had a moment
Elvis.
like not as he's not really a celebrity, right? But I did the the Steve Azar golf tournament, right? And they have celebrities, and one of them was the guitar player. I forget what his name was, but he was the guitar player for Prince and the Revolution. And so I asked him, I was like, "At what? When did you realize that you weren't just playing concerts anymore? Like you were playing. This was actually you were part of a moment in history and in time, and it was bigger than just, hey, we released an album." And he said, "We figured it out pretty early on when it went from like we're playing big shows to we're filling stadiums and like everywhere we go, it's an event." So something like that, where like Stallone, like was a nobody, and then he does Rocky, and he's one of the top five biggest stars in the world.
Yeah.
Like, and that happened kind of overnight for him. Those are the celebrities I would be interested in talking to, the people who really had that rags to riches thing going on there.
Yeah, I definitely think it would probably be a musician like Elvis. I'd like to add, like pick his brain about coming up in Tupelo and
Yeah,
how
that's a good one.
like when he started to make it big in Memphis and things like that. I mean, there's so many that I have so
I'd
many
love to
questions
talk to
about.
like Paul McCartney and be like, how close were we ever to getting a Beatles reunion? Like get
Like
off,
if Paul if Paul can if whoever I'm asking, it has to answer truthfully. I'm gonna ask Paul McCartney, sir, are you the real Paul McCartney? Are you is this a simulation?
No, something like that.
Are you playing out someone else? Why not? It's a
Yeah,
hypothetical.
it's true. It's funny. All right, this is a good question here from John Feller. John asks us, I completely take over baby duties, diaper, etc. when I get home from work, so my wife can 100% relax. I'm not Captain America. I just want her to sit in silence when her friends complain about their loser husbands. Does that technically make me selfish? It makes you a genius, John.
You know,
You're a genius.
I think we all should be willing to do these things just out of the goodness of our heart. But
We aren't, though.
I think that there's no question that as men, we do a lot of things to make sure that when these conversations come up, we're not the guy that the wife is ranting about.
Right.
Because I hear horror stories from my wife about things that her friends say, like when she's at, like their husbands are just
Yeah.
like they won't do anything to help me and think. And I'm thinking, I wonder if she's talking about me at these things.
Right.
This is impossible. If
I
she is, she's got to be lying.
Right.
But that's you have to put yourself
Yeah, I
in that
agree.
position.
John has made you are smart. You're a smart man.
John's questions, they come off as a man that needs to rant a little bit.
I hear
I
you.
feel like the last few weeks we've had these questions from him where he just needs somewhere to go
Yeah.
to talk.
Well, we're here for you, John. We are here for you. Pat in Paris. You're on a road trip and your child, and didn't he ask us last week?
Let me look. No, I
Okay.
don't remember this.
Okay. You're on a road trip when your child informs you that they need to go to the bathroom. You go into a business, purchase something, and then ask if your child could use the restroom. They inform you they do not have a public restroom. Do you A, return your items you just purchased? B, take your kid around back to let them handle their business, or C, hope you can make it to another business that has a public restroom. Business in question was a tea shop. Also, there isn't a homeless problem. All right, I'll just go and tell you right now, if it's a tea shop where they're serving food, they are required by law to have a public restroom.
They should have a restroom. Yep. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's yeah. I
At
would
that point,
I'm absolutely returning the item.
might be like, okay, well, I'm not doing business with you today. I'm
That
sorry.
being said, just to give you guys, if you are in a situation where you got to go to the restroom, go to a McDonald's. It may not be the cleanest restroom in the world, but go to a fast food restaurant because there you know that two things. There's a restroom and you don't have to pay anything to use it. All right. Nobody is ever going to stop you from going straight to the restroom at McDonald's. Just go there.
When you go to a gas station
That's
and
iffy.
but when you go to a gas station and you need to use the restroom, do you ever buy anything in the gas station or you
It
just use the
depends. It
restroom?
just depends.
But I mean, so you do have times where you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I do.
Me too.
Yeah. If
Well,
I
I think that's part of the reason the gas station
It's well,
exists.
think about what they're really called, a convenience store.
Yeah.
Well, part of the convenience is they offer a restroom.
Like, I don't always need to get gas.
Right.
I don't always need
So
to
I'm not just going to buy
get
it.
food.
I'm not going to go to the restroom and then go buy a drink and need to go to the restroom 30 minutes later.
Yeah.
So yeah, sometimes if I just got to go, I got to go.
I mean, sometimes that is the only option you have on a highway for 30 miles.
Yeah, go to the restroom. You shouldn't feel bad about that. Let's see here. Ryan Reynolds, the Ryan Reynolds. How much of the 20.5 million would you allocate to different MSU sports? Am I wrong for thinking MSU would be better to take away $1 to $2 million from football to spend on basketball to elevate the program to the next tier of sports? You are wrong. They should.
Football needs more investment right now,
Yeah.
for sure. And it's that they need to put in as much money as they can to try to get this thing back on the.
It should be 85% football, 10% men's basketball, and then the remaining 5% just goes wherever it goes.
Yeah. I'm good with it.
There you go. Ryan Sparks, a good friend of ours. I missed the basketball game Saturday, but I heard we won and wanted to rewatch it late that night. My wife got mad that I was fussing at the TV. She said, "Why are you yelling? You already know what happens." Who was wrong here? My wife for nagging, me for being passionate about something that I love, or Mississippi State for not closing out on Cam Carter after he already had 15 points and a couple threes in the first half? I think the blame is very obviously on Mississippi State,
Yes.
but your wife is second.
If you do know the result of this, I don't understand getting upset about it.
I can't say that I've
But
ever rewatched a game where I knew the result.
really,
Yeah.
I did last night. I watched the second half of the women's game.
I'll watch the highlights.
Every now and then, like I used to watch, especially if Mississippi State won, I used to go home and rewatch the game.
Okay.
Just to, I first of all, I kind of wanted to just hear what they said on the broadcast, and sometimes I would like to hear like the crowd and big moments and see how that sounded and things like
Yeah.
that, and then just rewatch it just for my own personal benefit. But yeah, like last night, I rewatched when I got home from recording the podcast, rewatched the second half,
Okay.
the women's game, just to kind of I missed the pretty much the whole fourth quarter because I was in the
Yeah, for baseball.
press conference, so.
All right. Kirk Kennard, which Bulldogs from any era or sport could best recreate the infamous Glengarry Glen Ross coffee is for closer scene? Could anyone top Coach Polk as the one actually giving the speech? Here's the problem with that. Is Polk a big cursor?
I've heard he's not.
Okay, so then there's two answers for me here.
I think it's going to be Mike Leach.
Leach is okay. We've got three answers here. Leach would be very good. Agreed. The best cursor coach we've ever had is John Cohen. Cohen would be incredible. You know, coffee is for closers. Put that coffee down. Yeah, he would kill it. The other one, little dark horse here. Most people should know this guy was an elite profanity user. Jack Crystal.
Yes.
Jack Crystal would kill that speech. It'd be unbelievable.
I've heard some things.
Yeah,
come from Jack Crystal.
Make the paint peel. Yeah. So. Those are my two. Those are my options there.
Johnny Harris just got fired.
Got anything you want to say?
I'll just say it would not shock me if John Cohen picks up a phone and hollers at the coach coaching at Mississippi State right now.
Yeah. Just go ahead and get y'all prepared for that. Hunter Boland, since Robbie is now a well-respected scientist, I have to ask, did either of you actually watch Bill Nye, the Science Guy, at home? I watched it exclusively in elementary school when our science teacher wanted nothing to do with us. Did you ever watch it at home?
Yes. Yes, I did. Bill Nye, the Science Guy.
So I'm older than you. We didn't have Bill Nye when I was a kid. We had Mr. Wizard.
I don't know who Mr. Wizard is.
Mr. Wizard was a guy who did science stuff with kids, and that was before Bill Nye.
Yeah, doesn't ring a bell. No.
Okay, that's fine. Ford Polk, with NIL and social media buzz, do you think we will ever see players slip through the cracks like a Jerry Rice at Mississippi Valley State? It's not the social media or the NIL, it's the transfer portal. Like Rice, and if the transfer portal existed in 1984, Jerry Rice would have been at Alabama or LSU by the time he was a junior.
Yep. He went under, but what was crazy is like back then, a lot of those HBCUs, they had some of the best players.
Yeah.
Like, you look at the Jackson State players that went into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You know, Steve McNair went to the Hall of Fame.
The greatest, from State. The greatest wide receiver and greatest running back of all time in the NFL's history went to Mississippi HBCUs.
And a Hall of Fame quarterback in Steve McNair.
Yeah, Steve McNair.
That's crazy. Steve McNair was a...
Jackie Slater and Lim Barney are also Hall of Famers.
Yep.
And then you got a bunch of guys from like Grambling and all that back in the day. So, yeah. Yeah.
And Deion Sanders kind of brought that back for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like he went out there and got Travis Hunter and Shadir and those guys.
Yeah.
He had that for a few years.
Yeah. Snave asks us, hearing DDP's entrance music reminded me of the names I used to call those knockoff songs, like Sounds Like Teen Spirit, and Jericho's was named Even Though. Did you have names?
I used to love that.
Yeah, it's great. Also, have you seen this guy, Stephen Flo?
I have seen that.
It's so funny.
The theme,
Stephen Flo.
The theme is just talking about Stephen Flo.
Yeah, Stephen Flo, Stephen Flo.
And his gimmick is grunge musical artist.
Yes, he's
so good.
He's really good. I would love to see him get an AEW appearance. It would be fantastic.
Stephen Flo.
Stephen Flo, that's really good. All right, Rob Hadaway, after this weekend, State Baseball will have played both Manhattan and Queens. Do they have Bronx, Brooklyn, and Staten Island coming up in the midweek? Yeah, they should try to get those schools.
Yeah, that would be nice. That'd probably be
get all five boroughs.
Six, nine wins.
Yeah. All right, Hail State 5 ever, pick where you would rather spend a weekend. Oxford, Mississippi, or Oxford, Alabama? I don't know anything about Oxford, Alabama, so I'll go Oxford, Mississippi.
The only thing I know about Oxford, Alabama is – Mississippi State had a football player from there, Trent Simpson.
Yeah, remember him.
I think. And they are, I want to say they're the Yellow Jackets.
Oh, really?
Kind of like Starkville.
That's funny.
And also, I believe Rick Burgess from Rick and Bubba is from Oxford, Alabama.
Okay.
That's all I know about it.
All right.
With that said, I would probably rather go to Oxford, Alabama.
Well, I get it. Louisville, Mississippi, or Louisville, Alabama?
Louisville, Mississippi all day. I would raise
a family. Yeah, I know you would, yeah. What about Louisville, Kentucky?
I do like Louisville, Kentucky. It's nice.
Yeah.
But I would rather spend time in Louisville, Mississippi, I believe.
Jackson, Mississippi, or Jackson, Alabama? Where is Jackson, Alabama? I don't even know where that is.
Well, I know where Jackson, Tennessee is.
Jackson, Alabama is... Hold on. Where is that? What am I near? Where is that? Okay, it appears to be, where's Birmingham? I don't even know where this is, man. No, I'm going Jackson, Mississippi.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the downtown.
Why do we take these things and we're immediately like, hey, you have to be at like the absolute worst part of the town? There are parts of Jackson that are fine. They're fine. I'll go eat at Walker's Drive-In, it'll be great. So yeah, I'll go to Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay.
Greenville, Mississippi, or Greenville,
Go
Alabama.
to Jackson then.
I will.
I don't ever see
I'm
you at
going to
the I
Jackson.
don't ever see you at the state championship
I
game.
cover high school
You
sports.
enjoy Jackson, Mississippi. I don't see you at the Mississippi State games in Jackson.
I've been.
When?
It's been a couple years.
Yeah, you don't care nothing
Well,
about
we're on a
Jackson.
Tuesday. I got to work.
You don't care anything about Jackson.
Whatever.
You're a liar.
Just for that, I'm going to Louisville, Alabama.
Well,
How about that?
you already have disparaged my city's great name over time.
I love Louisville. What are you talking about? Greenville, Mississippi. I mean, these are all Mississippi or Alabama. Where would you rather go?
I don't know if I've ever been to Greenville,
Yeah,
Alabama.
didn't know.
Like,
Don't even know where it is. I don't know where Enterprise, Alabama is
I
either.
don't want to go to Greenville, Mississippi because it's not a fun drive.
No, you can go to
And
Doe's.
there, I mean, that's about it.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying though.
Enterprise, Alabama, or Enterprise, Mississippi. Enterprise, Mississippi, I guess.
That was painful.
It's tough to get through. I've hardly ever been to any of those Alabama places.
Last one from Hail State 5 ever. Which section of the fan base is worse? Those who want to fire our baseball coach and think all the players suck 12 games into the season, or those who take everything in life too literally and can't have some fun with the science bit, the second one.
Yes. If you're getting upset or you're trying to battle that, knowing that we're clearly over exaggerating and kind of joking on that, then you need to lighten up and
Agreed.
get more of a life for sure.
Agreed. Agreed. All right. All right, that's all for this week. We'll be back next week. We'll recap everything that happened, set up the SEC tournament, talk some baseball, get ready for the start of SEC play. Plus, we'll tell you, the women's tournament will be over by that point. Mississippi State playing Ole Miss. As you're listening, you already know what happened in that one. We prefer not to wear red and blue when we get to Palmer Home Radiothon, so hopefully Sam
Is it
Purcell.
coming down to that?
No, we got a long way to
It's
go,
just a
but
part of the.
I like to have a win there. So, all
Okay.
right, talk to you guys on Sunday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk. Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.